Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend John Berlau being back on the show. John is a great member, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And he's a recognized expert on many things, crowdfunding, the financial industry, especially more and more cryptocurrencies. And he's here to report to us on two or three different things. John, welcome back.
It's good to be back. Always good to be on.
It's good to have you back. So the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, that unconstitutional device of Elizabeth Warren, that part of her contribution to the Dodd-Frank nightmare is in the news a lot right now, and we got rid of Cordray, who was an unelected god basically, and now we got a new guy in over there. I'm trying to Mulvaney, is that right?
Yes.
And
well,
he's
the acting director. He's also the director of the Office of Management,
right? OMB
budget.
They actually had an assistant director over there that was going to sue to keep her job, like she had the standing to do that. I mean,
she is suing. She's been unsuccessful.
Talk
so
about
far,
deep
but that,
state.
That suit is,
talk
is
about
ongoing.
The arrogance, yes, of the deep state is just unbelievable. So anyway, but
yes,
there is some news inside of CFPB that you want to report on the short term lending thing. Go ahead and tell us about that.
Yes. Mick Mulvaney is doing a lot of things, reviewing, you know, some of the wasteful spending. He didn't ask for a budget request, actually, from the it's indirectly from the Fed, but it still costs taxpayers dollars because those dollars when other guys go to the Treasury. He is reviewing some of the and dropping some of the cases where the SEC, the CFPB, was harassing without merit some small banks and businesses,
yeah,
and also putting rules like the small dollar lending rule, which includes, you know, payday loans and other things, on hold just because the review, the process for crafting the rule was so shoddy. They never heard from the Small Business Review Committee as they're required to do by law. It was shaped entirely.
These are the payday lenders that are all over the country.
Right. By advocacy.
They're trying to regulate them, right?
Well, states already do regulate them, and the FTC regulates them by fraud. What they're trying to, they had the regulation that the CFPB was trying, and Mulvaney put on hold, was just would have shut down small dollar loans almost entirely. It would put a ridiculous standard, like, you know, if people have the ability, you know, guaranteeing people have the ability to repay a small dollar loan. If people really have the ability to repay, they would, you know, take out, they would have a credit card.
Right.
So it was putting a square peg in a round hole, and so indirectly trying to kill the industry. And when you kill the industry, you don't really kill the need for small,
right,
dollar credit among.
Well, see, this is another example of the Obama administration's ham-fisted approach to the marketplace. You know, they went
yes,
through the caulking, the what was they called it, money for caulking, and they
yes,
they got rid of all the clunker cars. They didn't realize that there was a level of the economy that they were putting out of business, and
right,
and because they thought they could just drop in with their elitist holier than thou attitudes and judge all of us out here making a living in the marketplace. They didn't realize,
you know,
the,
you
economy,
know, I hesitate to judge
the economy
money,
is stratified.
Right.
And when you
I think they actually did realize that they were shutting people down, but they thought, you know, well, people will just turn to the government, because they were already proposing,
right,
that the government, you know, subsidize them all.
You're right about that. But, I mean, this was really ugly, hateful stuff that we're,
yes,
just now trying to unravel. And in my opinion, the CFPB should never have existed. It shouldn't exist. It should be shot between the eyes right now. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea, but it's good that we have people like, you know, Mulvaney, if it has to exist, running it in President Trump's next.
But that
director.
Doesn't mean that was, 8 years from now, 4 years from now, we'll have a level-headed person doing that.
That's exactly right. That's why we're interested in long-term reform.
That's the reason I'm interested in execution with prejudice.
Right. Yes. Well, the best thing we can, short of that, the best thing we can do is, you know, like Mick Mulvaney is trying to do, you know, execute or roll back some curbs, you know, some
and,
of the,
and
some
get
of the,
it connected to, get its funding connected to the Congress, right?
That's exactly right. That's what we've been advocating.
It's got to happen.
We're still pushing for.
It's got to happen. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with John Berlau. Twingtail. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.